DumplingChico.com, where we love food, flavor, and our community. And by Poland Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Poland's has been serving Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico and can be reached at 342-1055. Today's show is about money and music. The music, it's all local, the fruits of Chico musicians who recorded and released new tunes during the pandemic. And the money? It's new, too, to the tune of $22.1 million given to the city of Chico via the Biden administration's American Rescue Plan, a COVID-19 relief effort to stabilize the economy. On Tuesday afternoon, during a special session, the city council convened to discuss staff recommendations for how to spend the dough, and contributing editor Evan Tuchinski covered the meeting for a recent story on the CNR website, and he joins us now to share what went down. Oh, hey, Evan, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So, a special, in quotes, city council meeting this week on Tuesday. It was a little earlier than normal in the afternoon. Before that, though, there was supposed to be another meeting. It was canceled. What was up with that?
They were going to do a public information forum on the bond issue that the city is considering for pension obligation. The city has $140 million in outstanding unfunded pension obligation to CalPERS, which is the state public employees pension fund.
Okay.
And the city pays 7% interest, essentially, that's floating on this, and they decided in April to consider whether the city should basically refinance, almost like refinancing a home. They want to refinance by issuing bonds.
Okay.
The first step is going to court and having the court validate that the city can do this. The issue is that this needs to get court approval, and it also then needs to have a citizen buy-in. So the city was going to hold, while the court is considering this process, okay, a series of public information forums with this consultant that they hired to explain how these pension obligation bonds work. The city received a letter on June 1st from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. That's a taxpayer advocacy group saying that these bonds need to be put before the voters, that the council can't do it. It needs to be a formal ballot type approval.
All right.
And because this is in court still, that raises the specter of a formal legal challenge in court. If there were no legal challenge, then it would be kind of a summary decision. But now there's that specter of a legal challenge, either the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association as sort of an interested party, or potentially inspiring citizens of Chico to file challenges. The city decided last week to call off this special informational session. So the 2-4 block had been reserved for this informational session. 4 o'clock is when the special council meeting was going to start.
Yeah, they didn't want it. They don't want more lawsuits.
Yeah, or just why spend the time when they're not sure? They may have to just withdraw this, or they may decide tactically to withdraw this avenue for starting the bond fund. So it was a decision that they made to not go forward with at least this public informational meeting. What they do with the future ones, I guess, will remain to be seen.
Sure. And then at 4 o'clock, this other meeting was supposed to start, and but they were in session a little bit, closed session before that.
Yeah, there's the outstanding lawsuit about the homelessness issue, Warren versus Chico, and that's one that's in front of a federal judge, and the city needs to come up with some compliance to the federal judge's wishes, and that basically is a settlement with the plaintiffs, 8 homeless people who had a lawsuit filed on their behalf by Legal Services of Northern California. So the city council in closed session was discussing what they were going to do moving forward on that litigation matter. They had no announcement out of closed session, but it took them longer than expected, so the meeting didn't start till 4:10.
So in the main meeting, the public meeting, there's just pretty much just one overarching issue that they were dealing with, and that's money to spend. What was the money from?
The money is from the American Rescue Plan, which is basically COVID-19 relief funding from the federal government, and Chico's allocation is $22.1 million.
Okay.
Over 2 years. Still, that's a pretty good chunk of change, and the city council needed to set the budget priorities. City staff can put forth requests. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the city council, as the citizens' representatives, needs to determine where that money is going to go.
And for that, there was categories that they were allowed to fund use this money for. They can't just spend it on anything they want.
Correct. It has to tie back to the areas that are priorities underneath the ARP framework. And so there was a laundry list, if you will, of things that the city wanted and was able to tie in under those requirements. And that was what was presented at the meeting. And the city council deliberated over those and had hit an impasse over several of the issues that were, interestingly, or probably not surprisingly to most Chicoans and people listening to this show, homelessness.
Okay,
ended up being a sticking point.
Okay, they argued over homelessness. Wow.
Yeah, what a surprise, huh? Newsflash. One of it was very minute. It happened to be about the new BMX track, which is moving to a location from a location that had been considered in the past as a potential sheltering option.
Out there by the fairgrounds.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that had been removed from consideration by the city council. But because it had been considered in the past for homelessness, the entire project had, quote unquote, a nexus to homelessness.
All right.
Because that was included as a label on an item for funding, the new BMX track, that caught the attention, and I don't think it's unfair to say ire of City Councilwoman Cammie Denley.
Okay.
And so ultimately in the motion, after much discussion, they stripped that language from. So that's the minute level. The higher level discussion was over an item for $1,050,000 for a combined park restoration and homeless resting area.
Oh, okay.
They lumped those together, at least in the explanation of the city manager, Mark Oram, because they felt that park restoration will be able to be assessed once homeless campers are out of the park.
Okay.
And the public resting area, they felt, is a nexus to that. That fine word, nexus,
yeah, nexus
again.
Yeah, right.
And
everybody look up nexus.
Exactly. It's our new word of the day. They basically felt they couldn't put a dollar value on either the resting area or on the park restoration until there's more information on the resting area and they're able to examine the parks once campers are no longer in the park areas.
Okay.
That's what they stated as their rationale for putting those two items together. Well, that prompted a lot of discussion from city council members. There were city council members who wanted to split those items up. There were city council members who wanted to put set percentages on each one of those. There were city council members who were, one city council member in particular, the aforementioned Cammie Denley, who had read the funding requirements. And in the funding requirements right now, it says that funds from ARP cannot be used for a settlement.
Oh, okay.
And the
Come back around to that.
And the idea was that if the resting area was included in the settlement for Warren versus Chico, would using the funds to build a resting area constitute a settlement?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know, settlements we normally think of as cash disbursements to people, but could this use of the funds to build be considered a settlement?
Okay.
City attorney is going to have to evaluate that. So some council members considered pulling that in general, you know, that item in general. Some considered separating these things out and having a proviso. And then finally, there was a homeless jobs program. It was called a transitional work pilot program that would have trained 30 homeless people with the goal of having 15 of them get jobs for 6 months that then could potentially spin off into permanent employment. The allocation for that would have been $500,000. Because it was a pilot program, the idea was that the cost would go down once that program is up and running.
That makes sense, yeah.
But some citizens as well as some council members balked at the kind of the cost to yield ratio for that. And ultimately that was pulled and the money was reallocated to youth programs, unspecified youth programs.
Okay.
But that was another thing that Councilwoman Denley was talking about. She felt that some of this money, because it was allowed to go to education and behavioral health, should be allocated to youth services, and was wondering why the city didn't choose to allocate to youth services. Instead, the priorities of the $22 million were essentially infrastructure, technology, and supporting local businesses.
Okay. So what were some of the big ticket items that they did decide to spend money on?
The biggest ticket was broadband. There's a push by Scott Dowell, who's the administrative services director for the city, to have a city utility for broadband internet, because we don't have high-speed internet available all around the city.
Okay.
And so he's working on a project to try to get high-speed internet at a lower cost and much faster. It's something that's really in the infancy. He hasn't got a formal plan to present to the city yet, but he wanted seed money for that. The idea is, if this costs $70 to $80 million overall, setting aside at least $5 million from this would get the city well on its way to this. And if they don't use it, then they would reallocate it for something else, but reserving $5 million for that would be a good start.
That's interesting.
So that's there's going to be more on that later on, but at least that earmarks it. So that's the biggest expenditure. There's $1.5 million for business support. There's money to widen sidewalks downtown to allow more outdoor dining and outdoor retail. Mm-hmm. Over $1 million for a new dispatch system for the police department so that it would be integrated in with the ones that are used all over the county.
Okay.
They stress that it wouldn't solve integration yet with fire department, but they're getting there. At least they could try to have a more cohesive 911 response for police and the sheriff department by using the same system.
All right, interesting.
So that's another tech thing. There's all kinds of technical and technological improvements that they would like to do, various city buildings, improving a fire station. So those sorts of infrastructure and technological kind of things. But again, that support for businesses too. The other item of contention was having $200,000 dedicated to building improvements for facades downtown. The city council broadened that to any business.
Okay.
Instead of just focusing it on downtown. There already are some downtown specific things like the widening of the sidewalks. So they decided to broaden that to all around the city.
And specifics about how that stuff will be spent, I imagine that's going to be hashed out later. Like, there'll probably be some application process for businesses, and they'll give out a certain amount of awards or something.
Exactly. And one of the things that was stressed is that this is just a framework. The council is providing a direction, not specifics. Ideally, the council is a governing body, not a micromanaging body. Mm-hmm. In fact, Sean Morgan, former mayor of the city, was the one who made the motion that ultimately passed. They had four motions that either died without a second or didn't or have a vote that was able to move it forward.
Okay.
And he was trying to stress that it's not the job of the city council to come up with all the specifics and to micromanage every dollar that's spent. It's the job to give a general direction. And all the city staff was looking for were the priorities. So that is basically what they got. And that's essentially what the city council did, was say, this is where we think the money should go. And it's up to the city administration to figure out how that gets spent.
So this was a special meeting. It was held in between when meetings normally are. Will there be a meeting next week as well?
Yes, and it's going to have a pretty packed agenda. So that's one of the reasons why they wanted to try to solve the impasse at this meeting, because if they pushed it off to the next meeting, it would just further crowd an already packed agenda.
Okay, great. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you again. Evan, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
The next Chico City Council meeting takes place Tuesday, June 15th at 6 p.m. For more information, visit chico.ca.us/city-council. Listening to the Chico News and Review Show on KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Next up, summer music. At its best, a summer jam is a great unifier, marking a point in time that Americans all share, from anthems about waterfalls that we all endeavored not to chase, to jams on old town roads where booties and wranglers and horses were led. There have already been some great songs with potential mass appeal released in 2021, both mainstream and more underground. But in a year where we are just coming out of our COVID hibernation, maybe striving for a musical connection on a smaller scale makes more sense for this summer. Besides, Chico's pandemic-produced output has been impressive, in some cases more so than anything else I've heard over the past year. In the June issue of the Chico News Review, we featured 18 local tunes that stood out during the last 12 months or so. What follows is a sampling of homegrown songs with potential to be jams for what promises to be another overheated Chico summer. Songs like The Ocean, the reggae instrumental you hear in the background by Esco Chris, a.k.a. the Reggae Imposter, and next up, COVID, a Love Song by Surrogate, a bossa nova pop song with guest singer Lorna Such of Lo and Behold harmonizing through the end times with frontman Chris Keene.
Something like when I was a teen and nothing like you have ever seen it. Oh, you believe in.
That was Michael Bone with a snippet from My Oh My, an impossibly fun little ditty with its looping piano riff and multiple vocal harmonies. Before that was a piece of Come Down from Farrah, kind of like the sound of a thousand minstrels strumming acoustic guitars as the foothills literally burn here in Butte County. And before that, COVID, a Love Song by Surrogate. Next up is my Turn Up the Stereo by the Pool jam of the summer, X-Files by Furlough Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
That gritty guitar riff smells of weed and cheap beer, and that's just what everybody's summer needs. Before that was a little electro disco pop with Astronaut Ice Cream and a snippet of Gravity. And to start off that section, we had X-Files by Furlough Fridays here on this Chico News and Review guide to local songs of the summer. We're going to end this little section with what should be the anthem, not just for the summer, but for the whole year, from local singer-songwriter Scout. The latest EP is called Real Love. The song is called Real Love. And this is from the third pandemic release by this recently prolific local artist here on KZFR 90.1 FM.
Everything would be easier if everyone was open to be loved, like really loved.
All right, thanks for listening to this summer playlist, this Chico Music Summer Playlist, and thank you for tuning in to the Chico News and Review Show. Thank you, KZFR 90.1 FM, for hosting us each Thursday at 5 p.m., and as always, thank you to Cat Depot for our theme music that opens and closes this show. For more information on the CNR, including online stories, arts and event calendar, print editions, and ways you can support community media, visit chico.newsreview.com. Take care.
That was Chico News and Review with host Jason. Up next, we've got Fresh Hop Cinema.
Let me begin.
This is Fresh Hop Cinema.
Hello, welcome to Fresh Hop Cinema, a craft beer and film podcast based in Chico, California. My name's Max Minardi.
What's up, dudes? It's Johnny. This week on the show, we have a review of A Quiet Place Part 2. It is a new horror film from writer, director, and three-hole punch impersonator, one Mr. John Krasinski. Part 2 picks up in the immediate aftermath of the events of Part 1. We're talking minutes later, which came out back in 2019. If you haven't seen the first A Quiet Place, definitely be warned. It's going to be super spoilery because this is the sequel.
Yeah, we've also got two beers from Urban Roots, one of Johnny's favorite breweries in Sacramento, California. Both are variations on their anniversary beer, Traveler's Welcome. The first is an unfiltered, high-density, hop-charged double IPA, dancing in at a hearty